been wondering a lot this past week of like what the psychological effects are like are and will be of being called a man thousands and thousands of times a day.
What with the male genitalia and everything and the birth certificate and the DNA and every fiber of your being male. Well, maybe not every fiber. That was Dylan Mulvaney, hired by Bud Light to destroy their brand because a woman that went to Harvard, naturally, and the Wharton School, Business School, University of Pennsylvania, they should name a building after her or something and then blow it up. Her name is Alicia Heinerscheid. Alicia Heinerscheid. Heinerscheid. Are there, do you think there are any like loose war criminals named Heinerscheid still on the loose in Argentina or something like that? Alicia Heinerscheid was the vice president of Bud Light Marketing, who came up with that brilliant idea to use Dylan Mulvaney. And as you may have heard, I talked about it yesterday or perhaps the day before. Bud Light has lost $15.7 billion in market value since Alicia Heinerscheid, Harvard and University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League, both, the Wharton School, where President Trump attended, but he made a lot of money. He didn't destroy billions and billions of dollars. But Alicia Heinerscheid, man, she should head to Argentina. I believe she's still collecting her paycheck because she was just put on a leave of absence. And then, how do you think the board feels about this, her collecting her pay down in the islands, slurping margaritas, you know, buying cross-dressing one-piece bathing suits at Target and, Target, and all that stuff. But Alicia Heinerscheid, there should be a scholarship in her name. There probably will be before this is all over with. It's how demented we've become. Now, Bud Light, here's a funny Bud Light story. Bud Light mocked, the New York Post has the story, for $20 rebate on a 1998 case of beer. Quote, they're giving it away. Well, with a bonus, too. You get a 2-cent profit when you get the case of Bud Light. That is pretty crazy stuff. A Bud Light seller apparently stuck with too many cases of the unsold brew in the wake of the company's Dylan Mulvaney fiasco is offering $20 rebates on a purchase of a $19.98 case of beer. And that's a case, you know. In D.C., a 12-pack is like $14.99. If you're lucky, $12.99. But that's, you know, the Democrats are running everything into the ground. A photo posted on social media showed stacks of 24-can cases of Bud Light. I'm citing the bottle price, so you got to keep that in mind, too, with the $14.99 or the $12.99. Of Bud Light with a promo taped to them, touting a full rebate from the unidentified beer vendor. Things can't be going so great if they're basically giving it away, Twitter user Ed Lattimore wrote. You're making 2 cents profit per case when you buy Bud Light. That's true. The more you buy, the more you make. It's a pretty good thing. Somebody else on Twitter, and there's still plenty on the shelf. They can't even give people money to take it off their hands. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. $20 rebate. The price of the case is $19.99, and you get a $20 rebate. That's because Alicia Heinerscheid is a nightmare to capitalism. Now, at Target, which for a long time has been a favorite store of a lot of people in the United States of America for, you know, high-quality products at low price. But this is pretty amazing. Target loses Well, I believe it was $15.7 billion drop for Bud Light. Now, Target loses $9 billion in week following boycott calls over LGBTQ-friendly kids clothing. Kids. It's about the kids. Can you leave the kids out of it, you pedophiles? We don't call them pedophiles, though, or pedophiles. We call them, Democrats call them, Minor Attracted Persons, or MAPS. MAPS. This is the problem with the Democrat Party.
We're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPs.
No.
Minor Attracted Persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old.
That's right. High school students all saying no. No. Don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. Yeah, what's wrong with a culture that would judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old? This is the Democrat Party today. They are very, very unwell. Am I right? Yeah, so Targay loses $9 billion in weight following the boycott over the LGBTQ. It's LGBTQQIAA+. Thank you very much. You know, what kind of a bigot leaves off the rest of the letters in the thing? So the New York Post, once again, Targay has lost $9 billion in market value since the social media users called for a boycott of the Minneapolis-based retailer. It used to be such a nice city. Over its rollout of the Pride Month collection featuring LGBTQ-friendly clothing for children. A week ago, Wednesday, before the controversy erupted, Targay's stock closed at $160.96 per share, giving the big box chain a market capitalization value of $74.3 billion. That's pretty good, you know. As of early trading on Thursday, however, shares of the company were, they had dropped by a full percentage point, $141.7 billion. Oh, excuse me, that's the per share price. $141.76, down from $160.96. So the cheap, chic discount retailer's value dropped to $65.3 billion. And that's a loss of $9 billion. That's, there you go. That's because, you know, conservatives finally got around after lefties boycotting everything for two generations, and we just kind of ignored it. And then finally they started coming after the children as sexual predators and don't be critical of someone because they want to have sex with a five-year-old, and we'll call them MAPs, minor attracted persons, because, you know, they're genderless, right? Now there is a professor who is, he's got an Australian accent. He's from Papua New Guinea, but he got a job corrupting people at the University of Michigan in Michigan. And his name is Justin Wolfers. Justin Wolfers, Papua New Guinea, University of Michigan. And he's very angry, very, very angry, like Marvin the Martian, with anybody that would boycott Targay because of, you know, the grooming of the kids and, you know, the five-year-olds and the MAPs and things like that. But here is the professor from the University of Michigan, Justin Wolfers, attacking because every time this happens, there's a boycott. Somebody posts something online or, you know, texts something or says, tweet, oh, yeah, go after the employees. And then they say, oh, no, we've been threatened. And we were talking about this a few minutes ago with the nice lady calling in from Chicago, Marianne, about the threats you get. And, you know, if every conservative radio host or whatever, Newsmax, Fox News anchor, went crazy every time somebody said something mean online, then, you know, you'd have to dress like a lady. But here is the University of Michigan professor from Papua New Guinea, Justin Wolfers. It's terrorism. See, the boycott of Targay is terrorism because somebody said something online somewhere.
When Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation,
threaten the employees,
you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism, literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want and not sell the things you don't. So I think it's very worrying. I do wonder
if
Target has a corporate social responsibility. And here I mean beyond its commitments to diversity. I also mean to the broader business community. If it gives in here, everyone else and everyone else's employees have to look out that they'll be being looked at next.
Right. And that's why the Department of Homeland Security has identified Fox News and Turning Point USA as possible terrorist organizations. And that's the thing. It is these people. This is the left. All right. This guy is obviously a leftist and he should probably be deported. along with Kandula. Kandula, who's, I guess, from India. Although, at first they said he was a U.S. citizen, and they assured us that he was a U.S. citizen, and he was going to kill the president, and he had a Nazi flag and all this stuff. Just amazing. America 2023. Things are not looking perfect. Am I right? And it's all the left. It's all the left. And then, you know, you got the little kids, little one-piece swimsuits that are girls' swimsuits, but they have pockets for male genitalia, and they're for kids, and they're at Target, and it's, you know, Pride Month. Are we going to have Women Pride Month? Shouldn't we have Women Pride? Well, you know, we're going to have to do something to start being nice to women again, because, honestly, look what the Democrats have done to women. They're erasing women. They're erasing motherhood. I can barely even talk about it, but my best girl showed me a video of these two hairy men in an inflatable swimming pool, like a kiddie swimming pool, and they're, you know, fat, hairy men, and they look like they're in their 40s. They're probably in their 20s, and they were pretending to give birth to a little baby, and it was really grotesque. And then taking the baby, it was a newborn baby, pressing it against one of the guy's hairy nipples and pretending that they're breastfeeding the baby. And if you're critical of that, if you think that's not kosher or halal, if you will, then you're the bad guy, right? You're the villain of the story, not these freaks who are abusing newborn children. Boy, I'm telling you, this is a pretty wacky time. Pretty wacky time. And Kandula, apparently from India, because all the India media is covering it, but our government won't say what country he's from. First, they assured us he was a U.S. citizen from Missouri when that was the narrative, and that he was going to kill the president. Then suddenly he wasn't going to kill the president, and he's not a U.S. citizen, and it goes on and on. Boy, I'm telling you. Can I just tell you? So that's that. So. Now we've got more for you, because there's some crazy stuff. Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. was he made an appearance, and he was talking about, he set out to take a shot against Ron DeSantis, who announced night before last, day before yesterday, on Twitter. Oh, on Twitter. Who cares? Probably should have done it in a stadium or something instead. Maybe on the beach. But in any case, you know, fine. That's water under the bridge. That's not a big thing one way or the other. But Donald Trump Jr. made an appearance, and he was promoting his father and taking a shot at Ron DeSantis, only there was one slip-up.
Trump has the charisma of a mortician, and the energy that makes Jeb Bush look like an Olympian.
Oops.
The policies of a D.C. swamp rat, because we've seen the flip-flops, right?
No, he meant to say DeSantis. We played just the beginning of that every game. Because obviously what he meant to say was DeSantis, but just one little slip, he used the wrong word, the wrong name, and it kind of screws up the soundbite.
Trump has the charisma of a mortician, and the energy that makes Jeb Bush look like an Olympian.
Now, that's not obviously what he had intended to say, but maybe sit out the next campaign stop. Brush up on the... It's been a while, you know, since they've been on the campaign trail. Yeah, just a few of the news items we have for you today. And I have more. I've got, New York City, it turns out there are illegal aliens in New York City. What? How'd they get there? Don't they know they're supposed to stay in Texas and, you know, pick fruit in Florida or something and not come to New York City? That's coming up.
Hey, Chris here with some exciting news. Now you can listen to me live on the WMAL app. Doesn't matter if you're in your car, in the office, on the go, the WMAL app delivers crystal clear, around-the-clock news coverage anywhere with cell service or Wi-Fi. So don't miss a second of your favorite shows. Download the WMAL app today on the Apple App Store or at Google Play Store.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Memorial Day weekend, where we honor our veterans and of course, those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And we have Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., the giant motorcycle event. My friend Walt Sides and the great Rolling Thunder people, always a lot of fun. In fact, you know, yesterday, you start hearing the motorcycles coming into the city. Hundreds of thousands of them. Now, Gavin Newsom, you know, in California, I've got a friend who's in California this week and was texting me earlier today, said that in California, they're calling Governor Gavin Newsom, they're calling him Newsolini. Newsolini? Yeah, Newsolini. They're calling him Newsolini because he's not the most popular guy in the world either, but he's going to run for president because he walks around smiling. And the news media, they want to have sex with him. That's... He's a Democrat. They want to have sex with all the Democrats. Here's the New York Post. Gavin Newsom considering Oprah Winfrey to replace Dianne Feinstein in the United States Senate. Dianne Feinstein is not as young as she used to be, and she's looking a little peaked these days. God bless her. And there's a lot of talk. You know, the Democrats have been trying to kick her out of the Senate so they can grab the seat, right? But Newsolini... is the story is that he's talking about putting Orca in there, putting Oprah in the Senate. And why not? It's all a terrible television show, isn't it? Our entire political system is nothing but a cable television show. Media mogul Oprah Winfrey, sometimes known as Orca, is being floated as a potential replacement for ailing Democrat senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. She's 89 years old. Should she step down before the end of her term, 2024? I think she should run again and win. 89 years old. They had Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond was there for a long, long time. I think he might have been 100. He might have been 100 in the Senate. I'm going to have to fact check that. Feinstein, who returned to the Senate, you know, they got that guy Fetterman in there. Come on. Look at him. He's worse than any of them. So now they're talking about, you know, just put a talk show host in there. She's a billionaire. She's got that TV network named after herself. And it's OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN, right? And God bless her. She's been very successful. And maybe the Democrats should run her for president. And, you know, she can wreck the place even more. You're a Democrats. So that's what Newsolini is talking about doing, putting Oprah Winfrey in the Senate seat. The Democrats are going to push Feinstein off a cliff one of these days.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, down in the West Texas town of El Paso, there are a lot of illegal aliens. Have you heard of them? I'm an alien. I'm an illegal alien. I'm an international in New York. And we're going to get to New York, too, because they have illegal aliens there as well. But there is an outfit online called Muckraker. Muckraker has been doing fun stuff for a long time, muckraker.com. They went down to El Paso, or they were in El Paso. And there's a a street. It's see it all over the country because of the Democrats doing everything they can to destroy the United States of America, like a pack of bloodthirsty jackals seeking to slake their thirst. And there are a bunch of military age young men who are illegal aliens, and they got nice clothes on, and they're clean shaved, and they got iPhones and smoking cigarettes and writing something nasty on the wall. A little Stevie Wonder lyric, smoking cigarettes. And so here, yeah, listen along, if you will, because the muckraker representative reporter went over and started speaking Spanish to the people because they don't speak English. And that's because, remember Barack Obama warned us, don't worry about illegal aliens learning to speak English, he said.
Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
See, that's his advice to America because he knew the open borders people were in charge. So here is the muckraker. I'm going to play the audio portion of the video for you because we're on the radio. But here is the the dude that he's talking to. He's got a 100. The cigarette is 100 extra long cigarette, and he's wearing a T-shirt with kind of a Mexican flag skull with crosses and stuff. And he started. And he said the guy sitting next to him is from Venezuela, but he says he's from Mexico, and then he starts trashing the United States of America. Now, he's in El Paso. He's already crossed illegally into the country. And he starts trashing the United States, saying the United States, the people of the United States are terrible. I can't use the words that he uses, but the F word and F the United States of America and everybody in the United States is racist. So this is a Democrat, to be sure, a non-English-speaking, probable gang member, human trafficker, drug trafficker. He's a criminal. He entered our country under violation of law. And now he's trashing the United States of America and the people of the United States of America. If you speak Spanish, you can listen along. I hope we bleeped the right words. And so it starts out. Dude says, so why'd you come here? Why'd you come to the United States?
¿Y por qué vas aquí?
Para comenzar una nueva vida.
Huh?
Todos nosotros estamos aquí para comenzar una nueva vida. Si somos mexicanos, venezolanos, si somos de Guatemala, de Honduras, todos están aquí.
From Guatemala and Honduras, want to start a new life.
So no se importa de cuál país es la propósito de nosotros estamos aquí.
They're all here for the same reason, because, they want a different life. They want a new life. No, doesn't matter what country you're from or anything. Just come to the United States and, act like a Texas tick and start sucking the lifeblood out of the corpus. Here we go.
¿Qué es tu opinión de Estados Unidos?
Your opinion of the United States.
Bien bonito, Estados Unidos.
It's good.
Vale, aquí en Estados Unidos.
Wait, what was that?
La gente.
The United States is very nice, but beep the people of the United States. F the people of the United States. F the people. Yeah, F, and he's great. And the other illegal alien is laughing and is slapping their legs. Yeah, F the people of the United States. Why do you hate the people? You come here, you blood-sucking leech, you parasite. I'm paraphrasing the Q&A here. And that's not good. F the people of the United States of America. You just came in here illegally, parasitic criminal. He's got funny like hair things too, where he got little blonde streaks in his hair that are obviously fake.
Soy bien racista, soy bien envidiosos, no quieren nosotros. Les manda mensajes bien horribles. Ya mataron a 22 personas aquí en El Paso porque quieren matar.
See, they already killed 22 people in El Paso because they want to kill immigrants. They say America's so beautiful, the beaches and Los Angeles and stuff. The United States is beautiful, but the people of the United States have to change. See, the people of the United States, this is the Democrat Party agrees with him too, says the people of the United States have to change their character. See, the people, because F the United States, F the people of the United States, people of the United States have to change their character because someone is going to change it for you. See, this is the Democrat Party's plan because somebody's going to have to change it for you. See, that's what we got going. Change it. And so that's my opinion of the United States,
Tú piensas personas en los Estados Unidos es racista.
And the people of the United States are racist.
Personas de aquí en los Estados Unidos son racistas.
¿Sí o no?
Yo sí, yo he mirado mucha gente que son racistas.
Yo sí, the people of the United States are racist.
¿Por qué? Porque tengo familia que me van a cuidar aquí. Tengo mucha familia que me van a cuidar. So ponte racistas, a ver.
Yeah, why come here if they're racist? That we, because he's here to change the character of the United States and F the American people. And, you know, that's the thing. Got to change it to, because that's what you know, the United States. That's his opinion of the United States, and the people are racist, and, you know, F the American people, and they've got to change their, because that's why he's here. He's not here to be friendly. He's not, that's, you know, he's not on our side. You know, there. Yeah, the United States is full of people who are racist. Yeah, yeah. Why'd you come here? Well, I have family here, he says. Got a lot of family. You know, the racists will have to put up with it, he says. This is what's going on at our southern border. NBC News will not share this with you. The Washington Post will not share this with you. Yeah. Yeah. Says they're going to mess with someone, they don't know what they're getting into, he says, of the American people. Now, we should have a giant medieval, a row across our southern border of giant medieval catapults, and we should catapult him back into Mexico. Like, you should be able to throw people about 120 miles. Ah! Run away, run away. You know, they're racists. He's all about that. Everybody's racist, and they're terrible people. We are terrible people, the American people. And if you're going to mess with someone, you know, they're heavy from Venezuela, Mexico, somebody who doesn't know, you know, you're messing with the wrong people, see? That's why we're here. With the rights, he says. He's here for his rights. Well, you're not an American citizen and you just broke the law. So you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. You know, Miranda, those are your Miranda rights. He was, I believe, a Mexican-American too, Miranda versus the state of Arizona. For your Miranda rights. That's a respect America with their rights. You know, come on. And that's it. But America disrespects others. And this is the Democrat Party's plan. Now, so we have that for you. And CNN will not. CNN will not. Now let's go to New York, New York, the city that never sweeps. Because there's some stuff there. I never got to the Brent Bozell. That's darn it. I wanted to do that. We talked about Brent Bozell, Media Research Center, telling the truth about the Department of Homeland Security and their targeting conservative groups and all of that. Because actually, let's play it. Because let's go to soundbite number 10. Brent Bozell, Media Research Center, the great Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center and Newsbusters. And yes, he's a friend of mine, and he's a great American. And talking about the Department of Homeland Security with their, you know, it's like their food pyramid, but all the horrible, you know, Nazis are like Fox News and Breitbart and doubtless Newsmax, but they don't really know. They don't follow stuff. This is your Department of Homeland Security and Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center.
There's the program called the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program. This is supposed to find domestic terrorists in America. There are 80 recipients of money so far. They've received $40 million in grants. You've got Christian Broadcasting. You've got the Republican National Committee. Already you've got more than half of America. DHS awarded them a grant of $358,000 to continue doing it.
Brent Bozell, Media Research Center, the Department of your government. And now they have open borders for this guy who hates the American people and calls everybody racist and said, you know, you mess with them and you'll see what you get. That's your Democrat Party and what they're doing to America, not what they're doing for America. Right. Yesterday, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, was on the Eric Bolling Show on Newsmax. Comes on before my show. He's on at 8 p.m. and my show is on at 9 p.m. on Newsmax. That's Eastern time for those across the country. And Ron DeSantis asked, well, hey, you know, what are you going to say when President Trump says, I've got a strong record of good stuff? And Ron DeSantis gave what I thought was a very strong answer. Yeah, I'm sorry, soundbite number one. We'll go to the long, and then we'll get into the, viva la immigración.
Look at my record. How many establishment Republicans would have sent illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard? How many establishment Republicans would have stood up against Disney? How many establishment Republicans would have signed the bill that I just signed to ban land purchases from people affiliated with the CCP in the state of Florida? We're now being sued by the ACLU for that. How many establishment Republicans would have leaned in to support our children against the pronoun Olympics? We banned the pronoun Olympics in our schools. We're the first state to do that. How many establishment Republicans would have banned gender transition surgeries for minors? We not only would take the doctor's medical license, we'll put the doctor in jail if they are mutilating minors.
Mutilating the genital mutilation of minors, which is another Democrat Party project in the United States of America. They're like radical Islam. And honestly, having a suit filed against you by the ACLU is a badge of honor at this point. They used to be a decent and respectable organization. Now they're just a tool of the extreme left in the United States of America. And one of the things that Ron DeSantis said, and what I thought was a very strong answer, you know, people are going to call you a rhino, they're going to call you things, an establishment Republican. And he ticked off a lot of pretty darn good things there, I've got to say. Now, let me go back to the one thing that I thought was a lot of fun, because he said, you know, Ron DeSantis loaded up airplanes with illegal aliens and sent them to Martha's Vineyard, and that made them go crazy. They lost control of their digestive tracts when that happened. And Ron DeSantis last night pointing this out, a good fun point. In fact, he should make more hay out of this at this point.
How many establishment Republicans would have sent illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard?
That was a great moment. It genuinely was. And boy, did it make a point. You know, it is the playground of the rich and famous of the Northeast media lefties. It's a very, very lefty place, Martha's Vineyard. And it's a pretty place. I've been there a number of times myself, not for some time now. But it's lovely. But the crazy people have taken over. I think last time I was there, the crazy people had not completely taken over the Democrat Party and so much of the country. But that, I was reminded of that interview on Eric Bolling's show on Newsmax last night. He's a Chicago guy, and Eric Bolling. And then I was watching Geraldo Rivera, you know, Jerry Rivers, this morning on the Fox News channel, taking in all my news. And Geraldo this morning talking about, the illegal aliens in New York City, because they've been getting bussed there, too, out of Florida and Texas, because the Republican governors in Florida and Texas have said, you guys are sticking us with millions, literally millions of people. Here, you're sanctuary cities. We're not a sanctuary state. We're not sanctuary cities. So we're going to send some up to you in New York and Chicago, because you claimed piously and arrogantly and smugly to be sanctuary cities. Geraldo Rivera this morning.
It is, no doubt, Lawrence, a legitimate crisis in New York. 3,500 hotel rooms are being occupied currently by migrants. The governor, Hochul, wants to help Mayor Adams. The city's taking most of the burden. It's been almost 70,000 have arrived since this crisis began. There are 40,000 now, right now, that need housing.
See, when it's in their backyard, suddenly it's an issue. When it's in El Paso, screw El Paso. They're not going to El Paso. They're not Americans. They're New Yorkers, right? Oh, no, 3,500 in hotels. I assume there are about 60,000 hotel rooms in New York. And 70,000 have arrived. 40,000 need housing. Well, welcome to the fight.
So the city, in its desperation, has turned to the state. The state says, well, maybe use our old psychiatric hospitals
that have been
closed.
Maybe use the old psychiatric hospitals that have been closed. What'd you do with all of these psychiatric hospital cases? Oh, they're riding the subways and threatening women and children. I'm sorry, maybe we'll use the psychiatric hospitals that have been closed. Maybe it's time to reopen the psychiatric hospitals, since New York City is an open-air mental institution And the Democrats are turning the whole country into an open-air mental institution. Because, you know, it's family. And, of course, the illegal aliens that are hostile to Americans. Beep the Americans. Beep the United States of America. You're all racists. See, Democrats see that. They won't see it. And they say, hey, welcome to America, another Democrat voter. Sign them up. Have you noticed this? I guess it was Seton Motley that posted a Pride Month poster just to demonstrate something as it turns into a rainbow. P-R-I-D-E-M-O-N-T-H, right? And in the middle of it is D-O-D-E-M-O-N demon. What? Demon? Right in the middle of Pride Month? That's amazing. Speaking of religion and the Democrats, they like the after-school Satan Club. And Targay, they're in cahoots with a Satan worshiper in Great Britain, too, one of their providers. The Washington Examiner has the story, and the Washington Post does not. Religious parents sue Maryland School District for prohibiting opt-out of LGBT lessons. They've got lessons, see? And what do you think they do in these lessons, anyway? Hey, come over here and just, we call them minor attracted persons, MAPS, and don't be critical of someone because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. Religious parents sue, and this is great because a couple of the families are Muslim families, so that makes it complicated for the Democrat brain. Religious parents, if they're just Christians, they'll come burn your house down and steal your stuff. Religious parents sue Maryland School District for prohibiting opt-out of LGBT lessons. Now, parents fought for and secured, listen, you're going to have gay lessons in the kids' schools. We'd like to have the option of opting our kids out. And they got the opt-out. And so now, parents in Montgomery County, Maryland, just across the street from this radio station, have sued their school district over a policy that prohibits parents from opting their children out of lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation, even for religious reasons. The First Amendment is just another thing to be destroyed by the left. The plaintiffs, a Muslim family and a Christian family, filed the lawsuit in a federal court Wednesday alleging the district violated Maryland law and the First Amendment rights of the free exercise of religion by not allowing them to opt their children out of lessons that use Pride storybooks, a series of children's books from the Human Rights Campaign with gay and transgender themes. Just don't say they're grooming. Just don't say they're coming for the children. Represented by the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, doing great work, a nonprofit religious freedom group. The Democrats don't believe in religious freedom, and they're coming for your kids.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.